Hey friends, happy Christmas Eve. Good to be here with you again. It's my daily update video. Today is December 24th, Christmas Eve. And in a moment, I want to continue my little mini series on how to give birth to a miracle. I am pregnant with many good things. In America these days, a man can be pregnant. And God wants us all, I believe, to be those who carry and bring forth the purposes of God here on the earth. So in a moment, step three on how to do that. A few quick housekeeping things. As normal, if you're on my YouTube channel, hit the subscribe thing. We also have a daily audio podcast, so links below. Email newsletter, which I think I'll be sending out one later today. Free gift when you sign up for that. And lastly, I have a Christmas offer, about 60 hours of teaching from conferences I've done. Usually retails about $400. We're offering it as $20. And if you want to, you can designate an email, and tomorrow morning, Christmas morning, we will send it to whoever you wish as a gift from you. Great stocking filler full of God's word and God's truth. Good. So let's talk about miracles. I love miracles. I think miracles should be the normal in the Christian life. It's funny. There's a time in my life I used to live from crisis to miracle, crisis to miracle, crisis to miracle. And it was like the goal, the ultimate, the summum bonum, the ultimate good of my life would have been to have miracles every day. And I want to have miracles every day, but I don't want to have to need miracles for me. You know, I have times in my life where I have no food and God sent food supernaturally. I once ran out of gas, petrol, driving through England back in the 80s, and I ran out of petrol and God supernaturally told me to drive, and I drove for about 5 hours with no petrol in my car. True story, but horrible. It sounds great, doesn't it? Oh, I'd like to have miracles, but I like to be blessed. I like to be the guy who can go to the gas station and just swipe the card, fill the thing up, whatever, and then fill up somebody else's tank and be blessed that way. So there's a life higher than crisis, miracle, crisis, miracle. That's called a life of blessing. When the people of Israel left Egypt, they left with miracles, mighty signs and wonders. They were sustained by miracles in the desert, if you will, the 40 years in the desert. The clothes didn't wax old. Manna came down, food every day. And yet when they entered into the promised land, the manna stopped and the clothes got old. Why? Was it a downgrade? No, it was actually an upgrade. They entered into their inheritance and they began to live by the blessing of God. You say, Graham, did miracles still happen in the promised land? Yeah, absolutely. But the miracles happened then for the advancement of the purposes of God, for the destruction of, you know, the enemies of God, if you will, the walls falling down, the sun standing still, those kind of things. And I believe that is analogous of your life and mine, that God wants us to live in this such a place where we're living under the blessing of God. And yet we see miracles every day for other people, for the advancement of the kingdom of God. Selah. So I've been talking about how to give birth to a miracle. I said there would be five steps and probably more, but let's go through these real quick. Number one was it all begins with the word of God. The angel Gabriel comes to Zechariah with a word from God. Now, it wasn't a black book with leather and ink and a little cute ribbon here, but it was a word from God. This word of God is no less powerful than the angel Gabriel showing up. If the angel Gabriel walked through the wall right now and appeared on my YouTube channel and said, I have a word for you, it wouldn't be any less powerful than you just opening this book. In about half an hour, I'm going to go to my local cafe and just open my Bible, get a coffee and read, and I will be encountering the living word of God right there in that cafe. Selah. Boom. If Jesus walked in and started speaking to you right now, well, Jesus is speaking to you right now when I speak, not my words, but his words. Shukur abakar. Glory. So it all begins with the word of God, number one. Number two, it's important we don't lean on our own understanding, because if we could make things happen, we wouldn't need God. A lot of the problem in the church is I think America and Europe have seen what the church can do on their own without God, and they're not that impressed. And I believe that the time is coming when I believe in 2023, God wants to show New England what he can do, not what we can do. And I believe he wants us to believe for great and mighty things that we've not seen. So key number two is lean not on your own understanding. Key number three is simply this. You conceive a miracle by receiving the word as done. So the angel comes to Zacharias, and if you will, Zach, let's call him, with his big mouth, how can this be? This can't work, whatever. And have you ever wondered why the angel Gabriel closed his mouth? I mean, literally shut the mouth of Zacharias. I think I know. I mean, why did he make him lame or blind or shut his ear? No, he shut his mouth because it's your very mouth that can kill and abort or miscarry, so to speak, the plans and purposes of God. So, what's this key number three? Simply, we receive the word. When the angel Gabriel came to Mary, Mary asked a question like, how does this work? I don't know a man. And what the angel said to her, let me read a couple of verses. So we're in Luke 1:35. The angel answered and said to Mary, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore, the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. For with God, nothing is impossible. Mary's response was, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word. It's like the angel brought the word and Zachariah said, this can't be. The angel brought the word to Mary and Mary basically reached out and received the word. And we receive a miracle. Here's the danger. Most of us won't believe we've got a miracle until we feel a miracle. We see a miracle. We can taste, smell, touch a miracle. And what faith does is faith reaches out and says, be it unto me according to your word. Faith receives with meekness the engrafted word. And faith believes it's done when we receive the word, not when we see the word. I'll give you an example. Years ago, back in the 90s, I knew I was called to travel in ministry, and I asked the Lord for a laptop computer. Now, at the time, everybody's got a laptop now, but at the time, they were really rare, and they were pretty expensive. And if you remember, those of you who are old like me, you'd have a desktop, you'd have a big tower on your desk, clunking and grinding and making noises, and it was pretty cool to have a laptop. But it was actually really useful if you're going to travel. And I asked the Lord for a laptop, and he said yes, and I believed I received. Listen to the, not believed I would receive. That's hope, that's future. Believe I had received that laptop. Boom, got it. And I went around saying, thank you, Lord, I've got my laptop. Every day I'd think of it, I'd think and thank. I'd say, Lord, thank you. I have that laptop right now. Thank you, Jesus, I've got it. It's mine, I have it right now. I've got a laptop. And every day I'd just be thanking him, thanking. It's like it began growing on the inside of me. I don't mean a laptop sort of forming in my stomach, but in my faith, in my heart, that thing began growing and growing. And one day after a couple of months, I was in a store, like a Staples Office Depot store, and the Lord said to me, Graham, buy a laptop bag for your laptop. In the natural, I didn't have, so I bought my laptop bag and went around with this empty laptop bag. And my wife said after a few days, what's in that bag? And I said, I have a laptop. She said, yeah, what's in the bag? I said, I have a laptop. She said, show me your laptop. I opened the bag, there's nothing in there, but I said, I got a laptop 3 months ago. She said, where is it? I don't know where it is, but I got a laptop. And she said, show me. And I pulled out God's promises. Whatever, what things you desire, when you pray, believe you have received it, and you will see them happen. You know, I love it in the story of Mary. I mean, to be real quick, about 3 months later, I'm praying one day, just thanking the Lord for my laptop. And suddenly the Lord said to me, Graham, your laptop will arrive tomorrow. Wow. But the Lord said, one condition, you need to tell your wife today that your laptop will arrive tomorrow. And I told my wife, and she said, okay, she's a great woman of faith. She believed. The next day, somebody gave me a laptop. It was used, it was secondhand, but I loved that baby. And about 6 months later, I then got a brand new one. And about a year after that, somebody gave me another one. I feel like I've had about 30 to 50 brand new laptops given to me in the last 20 years. I never switch my faith off. Let me finish with this today, but later on, we won't read it today, but in excuse me, in Luke 2, when Elizabeth and Mary meet up, Elizabeth says to Mary, blessed is she who believed. Believed what? believe the word of God. Blessed is she who believe, for there will surely be a performance of those things which were told her. And I want to tell you today, blessed is he who believes the promises of God. And there will be a performance. It's not your job to bring about the performance. It's your job to believe the promises of God. Selah. Thanks for watching, guys. I'll be back Christmas morning tomorrow with another of these exciting update videos and just to build your faith. Again, do check out the show notes, a bunch of links there. You can connect with me on Twitter, Facebook. I hardly ever go on Facebook these days, but Instagram, lots of other ways. My website, gjm.org, my ministry school, new thing coming out in January for that. Lots of things there. But from the bottom of my heart, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year in Jesus' name. Bye for now.